Talking about being a woman, what does it really mean? Is it really different from being a man? Is it really different being a woman in different places around the world? I am Vera Margarida Cunha, and these are some questions that keep coming to my mind. When it comes to the first question, what does it really mean to be a woman? I really have no answers. Being a woman, most of all, is being a human being. And that means that each one of us is a unique set of skills, feelings, strengths, weaknesses, dreams, and goals. And it doesn't matter if you are a woman or a man. On the other hand, if we take some time to think about if being a woman is different from being a man, or if being a woman has different meanings around the world, the answer is very clear. It is different. And this is a kind of difference that has some unwanted meanings. This is not the good kind of difference. Here we are talking about gender inequality. And yes, the answer is yes. Gender inequality is still true around here. And here is the place where I live and the place where each one of you live. I, for instance, live in Portugal, a beautiful country that assumes equality between women and men as a clear public policy priority. And yet, nevertheless, there are still structural disadvantages that women and girls continue to suffer under gender stereotypes. And those disadvantages are still here and there, wherever we are. I am totally aware that progress has been huge, absolutely huge. But inequalities need to be addressed in order for us to remember that there is still a long, long road to be walked. Objectives such as the promotion of gender balance in decision-making, whether political or economic, or the deepening of equality in the labor market, and also the equal sharing of responsibilities, professional, personal, and family, are far from being achieved, denying women a full exercise of their rights and aspirations. Don't get me wrong, I know that I am a lucky woman. I have my human rights assured. I live in a democratic country that defends and works to achieve human rights and gender equality. I had the opportunity to study. I work. I have health public care. I have the right to vote. I have a driver's license. I can freely speak around this issue. But not all the women or men around the world have the same opportunities. The fact that I am aware of my kind of luck only makes me more responsible for taking some actions in order to achieve two different goals. The first one is to help everyone around here notice that there are some achievements that are really that. Achievements. The result of some committed citizens that work to guarantee human rights to everyone. And we must honor that and be grateful. That also means that we have to defend what is already natural, like it should have been since ever, but it wasn't. The second one is to not let people forget that what I find present in my life is still a goal to millions of people around the world, and we must take our part, even though we are talking about small actions, small steps. I truly believe that we are all a part of a better world for everyone, here and there. I believe in small actions, made by me and by you. I believe in seeing, and that once you learn how to see inequality, you will not be able to unsee it. So search for it. Unfortunately, there are plenty of that here and there. I believe that when you start acting, you cannot stop. So act, do something, read something, find an inspiring social change maker, or become one. I believe in micro learning and micro teaching. Just drop a little information here and there, some food for thought, and let people think about it. I believe in being a part of something bigger, even though I am a small girl here. See, search, learn, start, and act. Human beings taking care of human beings. That is what today should look like. Dare to be a good part of today, and the future will be brighter for all of us, here and there.